I think encouraging your students to just do it, to give them an appetite for opportunity and an appetite for risk from a young age.
Welcome to Learning Life.
And the thing that I've realized, from the CEO to the NFL football player to the janitor, we're our toughest critics and we're hardest on ourselves.
But you have to be willing to say and point out the things that need to be said.
The only way to grab somebody's attention is with a story.
Welcome to Learning Life with John Toda and another episode in our Vermont Local series. My guest today is Dr. Kylie King, Assistant Professor and Academic Director of the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Champlain College right here in Burlington. Kylie is helping to develop the next generation of entrepreneurs coming out of Champlain College. And I've got to say, I've met a ton of these student entrepreneurs through the show recently, thanks to Kylie, of course. And I'm always impressed with the businesses they're building and the problems they're trying to solve. It's a great testament to the excellent work Kylie and the faculty at Champlain are putting into innovation and entrepreneurship right here in Vermont. So I'm excited to have Kylie with us on the show today. Kylie King, welcome to Learning Life.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
So I really want to know, obviously you are very instrumental in helping entrepreneurs build businesses right here in Vermont, but what brought you to Vermont in the first place?
So I am originally from Plattsburgh, right across Lake Champlain, and born and raised in Plattsburgh. Went to North Carolina to study engineering for my undergraduate work and made my way back up the East Coast slowly, stopping in Maryland, where I earned a PhD, did some cool work with programs and young entrepreneurs down there, and then eventually landed back in Burlington on my home shores of Lake Champlain. So excited to be back here. It's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place to build connections. It's a great place to build businesses.
So you're from Plattsburgh, so you're not too far from Burlington and Vermont. You're just a stone's throw over the lake on the other side. And so now tell us a little bit about, obviously, we do a lot of work with Champlain College. We get interns from Champlain all the time. I'm always so impressed with the students there. But tell our audience a little bit about what you guys are doing with innovation and entrepreneurship through your program there.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, John, I direct the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship and also teach courses in entrepreneurship at Champlain. So the center's mission is to promote the innovator and entrepreneur mindsets at Champlain College and beyond. And so we think about entrepreneurship really broadly. So certainly we have a number of students who are working on creating businesses, graduating and starting companies, which is really exciting and is our number one goal for students. We say that our backup plan is for students getting a job. We really want to encourage students to get out there and start their own thing. But we recognize that entrepreneurship can mean more than just starting a business. So really encouraging students to think about exercising creativity, action orientation, having confidence in themselves and their abilities, managing challenges and viewing challenges as opportunities. So encouraging a more holistic view of entrepreneurship and then trying to both support students, but also create and share some thought leadership in the areas of innovation and entrepreneurship.
Yeah, so I love that perspective because I agree with you 100%. All the things you need to learn to be an entrepreneur, even if you end up taking a regular job in a large corporation, they're all skills that you're going to want to have anyway. And so, yeah, it's such an interesting program because I think when I came up through school, they didn't even offer this as a learning path. And one of the questions I think a lot of people will ask is kind of, I guess, that age-old question, right? Can you really teach entrepreneurship?
Yeah. And so you might be able to guess my answer based on my what I do. But yeah, so I think that entrepreneurship really, it's comprised of a lot of different skills and different attributes, some of those I mentioned previously. So things like creativity and taking action and feeling empowered to raise your hand and say, yes, I will try to do this. And so I think just like, you know, muscles that you might develop through physical activities, you can develop these muscles in areas like creativity and leveraging resources through practice. And so what I try to do in the classes that I teach is provide students with opportunities to put those skills into action and to put that mindset into action. So challenging themselves with creating their own deliverables for final projects, for example. So I work with them to think about what they would like to achieve through this course and then help them get there, but really driven by their own interests rather than explicit steps for what needs to be done.
And so in your experience, because I think you've been doing this at Champlain College for 4 years or so.
Yep.
How many of the kids graduate and go on to become entrepreneurs and really, you know, run with those businesses that they developed while they were in school working on their business and kind of incubating it? Do you track that after they graduate? How many of them stay as entrepreneurs running those businesses?
So we do track that, and it's a small number of students who do that full time. A larger number of students are sort of pursuing their businesses that they started as undergraduates as side hustles. So just in this most recent graduating class, there are at least 10 students who are continuing to work on their businesses while they're accepting full-time jobs. And some of that might have to do with the environment that they're entering and the ability to, you know, they don't have kids, they don't have families yet, so they might as well work on their businesses on the side while accepting full-time jobs. And also the recognition that a lot of companies have that people are able to be productive employees while working on things in the after hours or on the side.
Yeah, I think that's such a valid point too, is that today it's more acceptable for you to have, like you said, a side hustle. And because it is hard to get out of school and try to bring a product to market or a service and be able to find enough of an audience for it and get it off the ground where it can create meaningful revenue and pay your expenses even. And so, yeah, so this idea of running a side hustle while you're working a traditional job and then maybe it results in something better. I think it's cool and it's interesting, right? Like, did you even think that that's what the result would be when you got into this 4 years ago, that that's kind of the result that a lot of these students would go with, that they could work this as a side gig until it kind of became something bigger?
Yeah. So I would say both yes and no. So I came from the University of Maryland, where I worked with student entrepreneurs. I also worked with a multidisciplinary honors program that would introduce students to each other through project-based learning methods. And a lot of them met and, you know, formed businesses after that. I would say the distinction between working in that environment and working up here at Champlain College is the resources that are available through the Vermont community encourage students to, they don't necessarily have to start their own thing. They can have ideas, bring them to their companies. I think there's an openness to collaboration and an openness to new ideas that is more unique to this area. So I've obviously not lived everywhere in the country, but thinking about the DC region versus up here, I think one advantage that students have that encourages them to sort of pursue things on the side is they can be taught, they can be coached, they can be mentored by people who are really supportive of their ideas. And there's a recognition that it's not a zero-sum game, that it's not sort of you start your own thing and you work on that, but that students can be working for a related or unrelated organization and then bringing some of the work that they are creating, the knowledge that they're creating through their side hustles and making everyone better off because of that.
Yeah, I think it's such an interesting aspect, and it's come up with a number of our guests who have said, everyone talks about the challenges of building a business here in Vermont because we're in a smaller market and it's harder to get to. But what comes up over and over again is that, but there's this collaborative aspect where businesses want to help each other here in Vermont, and it's not as competitive as it might be in some of those larger market cities, whereas businesses will help and mentor a young entrepreneur. They'll help them, you know, get it off the ground as a side hustle. And so I think it is an interesting point, and it's cool that you're seeing it from the higher education perspective too, entrepreneurs going out and doing that. So my other question for you is, if I'm a parent listening to this show, I might be a business owner myself or not. And I think, wow, I want my kid to be able to build a business here in this area because you could have this great quality of life and run your own business. What would you recommend if I've got a high school age student who might show some interest in building a business? Where do they get experience? What things would you tell them to do to see if this is something they might want to take to the next level when they get to college?
Yeah, I think encouraging your students to just do it, to give them an appetite for opportunity and an appetite for risk from a young age. I have very young children myself. My oldest child is 4.5, but I'm already encouraging him to really pursue his interests, which, you know, they have some entrepreneurial bends, but really encouraging them to try to get out there and get some practical experience. So the biased portion of my response is that I do direct the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship and teach at Champlain College. And Champlain is just a wonderful environment for students, faculty, for a community of learners to come together and to take ideas and try to put them into action. That's one of the things that drew me back to Burlington and back to Champlain, was really just the ability to have innovation and entrepreneurship as the ethos of the school. So in my entrepreneurship classes, certainly, we encourage students to, again, take their ideas and put them into action. But that's really something that is embodied by most of my faculty colleagues at Champlain. I would encourage younger students to really seek opportunities to learn by doing, and educators of younger students to really encourage that as well, to try to draw out students' interests and focus on their interests and focus on their strengths in thinking about what they want to pursue. So it might be idealistic, but I really do think that if someone has the passion, they have the drive, and they're provided with some resources and some coaching and some mentoring, they have the ability to do or be whatever they want.
Yeah, and I think that what you said is 100% right. Like, just take action, because no one's going to give you a blueprint. They're not going to give you the answer to everything. But even if you're in high school and you start to just build something, anything, whatever you're passionate about, it's kind of what it's all about. And I know when you and I talked about it before, one of the big things that Champlain College and the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is really trying to do is create those connections, build that community, and give resources to the students. What are some of the things that you're doing in those areas, kind of to surround them with the community, to give them that network and all those resources so that they have a better shot of making the business really become a success more quickly? What's the plan for that in what Champlain is doing?
As you mentioned, I started at Champlain about 4 years ago, and since I have been there and long before then, it's been really important for us to connect current students with alumni, as well as local businesses, local business owners, in encouraging students to have a real world perspective about what they might be facing after graduation. So a more recent endeavor comes with the opening of the new Hula campus. It's located really close by to Champlain's Lakeside campus, and we're really excited that we have a small office space down at Hula. I have unofficially moved in and started to, you know, Champlain-ify it. We've got our logo up on our door now. But what I'm really excited for is in the fall, I'll be teaching some of my entrepreneurship classes at Hula. And so in the past, this past year, it was relatively easy for me to bring guest speakers in online and have meetings with students. So I guess, you know, sidetrack, but that was one of the benefits of the pandemic, was we were really able to connect students more easily with both local as well as non-local entrepreneurs and business owners. But now having that space at Hula, having the ability to teach my classes out of a conference room down there, I'm so excited about the possibilities that creates in bringing people into the classroom, having them share their stories with students, as well as Champlain providing some thought leadership in the areas of innovation, entrepreneurship. I know personally, I'm really interested in studying how individuals work together in teams and how you can measure team processes and team output. So I think it can really be a mutually beneficial relationship where we're bringing people in to connect with students, as well as having students provide their knowledge to these organizations, as well as other faculty at Champlain.
That's so great. And obviously, we're huge fans of Hula over here. They've been great supporters of the show, and we just love how they're kind of fitting in so seamlessly with the entrepreneurial community here and growing these connections with the local universities as well as the different entrepreneur groups and providing all that. So, you know, it's kind of a unique situation that you find here. It's a much more entrepreneurial area than I think a lot of people give us credit for here in Vermont. But I think we keep meeting so many dynamic entrepreneurs and, you know, and people like the team at Hula that are really trying to endorse that and grow it. If somebody is listening to the show and they're not here in Vermont and they don't know what Champlain College is, because I think there's a lot of people who know University of Vermont, but I tell them about Champlain, it's the first time they've heard the name. Why should they be looking at it, if, you know, for either themselves or for a family member? What's so special about Champlain College, and particularly from that entrepreneurship perspective?
Yeah, so a great question. And I will say that I'm more closely connected with the traditional undergraduate side of things through my center and my teaching, but I've also worked pretty closely with Champlain College online. So I think Champlain has something to offer many people. More recently, I've helped them develop some classes for their Master of Science in Executive Leadership program, which is taking some of the concepts that I'm teaching at the undergraduate level, some of the cases, and then delivering them to a different audience. So for listeners themselves or for their families, I think what Champlain offers is an innovative, interconnected, and engaged approach to education. So we have had a few leadership transitions recently, but we're looking ahead to what Champlain might look like in 2030. And I'm really excited about the strategic plan that's being unveiled around that. So really focusing on leveraging Champlain's strengths and recognizing that we are a small school. But through that, again, Burlington is a small city. Through that, there are advantages. And I think Champlain has those same advantages. So faculty from different divisions across the school have the ability to work together, to teach together. Last year, I worked with faculty from a different division to develop a course in business analytics and then to co-teach that course in business analytics. So the structures that exist at larger places, like my former institution, or at UVM, they don't really exist in the same way at Champlain. So that enables both faculty and students to really have a more multidisciplinary experience that better reflects what they might be seeing in the real world. And there are certainly advantages to large Research One universities like UVM, like Maryland, but Champlain is different. And I think really thinking to the future, we're trying to capitalize on that difference and capitalize on the strengths that those differences afford. So I mentioned interconnectedness between different departments, really having a focus on experiential learning. So having students work on applied projects at least once per year during their time at Champlain, it's really challenging to do that. So as a faculty member who uses applied learning projects in my classes, it's a big lift to make sure that we have partners who are ready to work with students and wanting to work with students, to have partners who understand that we need to scope the project to be really well aligned with the learning objectives of the class. I think that's something that we do well at Champlain and something that we're trying to do even better moving forward. So sort of the high touch interconnectedness and focus on applied learning makes Champlain really unique. And that's not only at the traditional undergraduate level, but that's something that Champlain College Online focuses on as well.
I think it's a perfect distinction because, and you have to know what you're looking for, obviously, in higher education. But obviously, we've had a lot of interns. Rose Marshall wrote a podcast show for us, and I think it was tied to her education and getting some credits. And was amazing, exactly like you said. We worked really closely with Champlain on that. She got real world experience. She produced a show in the process. And as part of the interviews that we did to fill that spot, I think every Champlain College student who came in already had a completed screenplay in their hand.
Wow.
I was like, wow, these kids are like really smart. And so, yeah, it's a great testament to just that idea that you're taking action, you're really diving all in to whatever it is that you're passionate about. And then the commitment that I think Champlain is really making to connect those students with local businesses, whether it's in media like and production like us or traditional businesses and like the connections you can make at Hula. So yeah, really cool. I think it's so great. And from the other side of things, and I think you see this a lot because you work with so many entrepreneurs, we talked to everyone about what are some of those challenges that you have building a business here in Vermont, some of the obstacles that every business owner has to get over in order to scale. You're working so closely with these young businesses as they first get out of school and then maybe start as a side hustle and then develop into something bigger. What are some lessons learned and some advice that you could give to a younger entrepreneur that may be a recent graduate who's running into some of those challenges, you know, building their business in a smaller market?
Another great question. And it relates again to my focus on how I teach entrepreneurship at Champlain. Those are great opportunities for learning, right? It's hard to hear that these challenges that may seem insurmountable or just really frustrating, you have an opportunity for just-in-time learning. And so at Champlain, it's sort of, again, is can entrepreneurship be taught? Age-old question. What is the value of just-in-case versus just-in-time learning is another age-old question that we as educators face. And I'm a big proponent of encouraging just-in-time learning. So rather than teaching skills that students may need 5 years down the road, teaching them that they have the resources around them and the ability within themselves to learn in the moment and try to, you know, try to tackle some of these challenges head on. So I don't know that this is a great answer to your question, right? I'm sure that it's not what one of these young, frustrated entrepreneurs would want to hear, but my advice would really be stick to it. So both keep your head down and keep at it, but also look around you and see who else may have been there and what resources might you be able to leverage and what learnings might you be able to take in based on what other people have done, which again makes a great case for this community where when I have students who email me asking me questions, usually I don't have all of the answers myself. I reach out to my network that I've been starting to grow here in the local community and connect students with others who are usually more than willing to provide them with advice. So the response would be both keep your head down and keep at it, that this is part of the process, but also really try to take advantage of other people who have been there.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of true to form in how you teach is take action, execute through it, and rely on your community. And it's easy when you're an entrepreneur to kind of be siloed and to think you're the only one with that problem. And if you realize that you're part of a larger community and other people have dealt with the same challenges, then you can leverage those resources and that support system. And yeah, so I love the way that you're doing that at Champlain and helping entrepreneurs. And obviously we would love to kind of give a shout out to some of the student entrepreneurs through Champlain College that are coming on our show because you've introduced us to them. I know we've got Sarah and Dawn Lancaster, mother and daughter team. Sarah's still at Champlain College. Dawn and her husband are alumni. Great Champlain College story of entrepreneurship here in the area. Anyone else that comes top of mind that we're going to have on the show that we want to kind of get our audience prepared for?
So without knowing everyone who you might be having on the show, I can just give a shout out to a few of the student entrepreneurs that I've been lucky to work with that you might be hearing from in the future. So another name is Peter Miller. So Peter is a rising second year student, so pretty early in his career at Champlain. And he has started a really neat mini golf on the go business where he's actually been to Champlain. So Champlain hired him to bring his mini golf course, which he created himself, built himself, and now is trying to scale and come up with ways that this can be, you know, a scalable company. But he is a really motivated student who this is not his first business and I'm sure will not be his last, but he's just a great example of some of that innovator and entrepreneurial mindset in practice. Another group of motivated young ladies working on a business, Riley and Mackenzie, have started Laces, which is a running app that encourages women to run safely. And they have a website, lacesapp.com. I believe they have received both support and funding from my center and are doing some really cool things with that. Cole Feely is a recent alumnus who I've worked with pretty closely. Cole has a business degree from Champlain, and he is really passionate about financial literacy for all. And so he has started the dollars.fyi platform to encourage financial literacy among his peers or high school students. So his direct peers and those who are a little bit younger, providing them with access to information that meets them where they are to help them think responsibly about their financial futures. I could go on and on talking about recent alumni. We have Tectron.org, which is another group of motivated young ladies who work to receive hardware and then donate computers, laptops to disadvantaged areas. So they're doing really cool things. They just graduated last year and I also worked with them. So yeah, Champlain has student innovations that are coming out of all different areas of the school. I think the game studio is another really exciting space to be watching at Champlain. Some of the most creative and exciting ideas are coming from our game students. So we were able to provide funding to 8 different new video games to enable those teams to publish last year. So that's an area that I'm really excited to work with more closely moving forward.
I think it's great. And Peter Miller is coming on the show and the women behind Laces, of course. Thank you for introducing us to all these great student entrepreneurs. I think it's so much fun to talk to them and to see, and like you just gave an overview on a few of these businesses, just to see how passionate they are about solving real world problems. It's not about just creating a business to make money. They've really latched onto an idea that solves a real world problem that people are dealing with. And it's great when you can see them actually build a business around that. So great work. And I'm excited to have some of these students on the show and start to dive into their story a little bit. So thank you for all the introductions and thank you for coming on the show with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. I think we have so much to learn from students. And so, like I said, we're a community of learners at Champlain. So I have a lot of fun working with students, talking with people like you, and always thinking about how we can better promote taking action and making things happen.
Yeah, so we're excited about all the interviews, and it was great to have you with us today. So thank you to Kylie for doing it, and to all of our listeners, thank you for being here each week. As you know, we have a new episode that comes out every week, so wherever you're listening, be sure to subscribe, leave us comments. We love to hear from you guys. And until our next episode, happy learning. Hey everyone, John Toda here. I want to thank you for tuning into the show each week. We love our Learning Life community and are so grateful for your support. We'd appreciate it if you would take a minute to rate us and write a review for Learning Life wherever you're listening right now. Your ratings and comments help new people find the show so we can keep growing our community and bringing great interviews on the topics you care most about.